Czech Tourism has launched its biggest ever advertising campaign to encourage Czechs to shun the temptation of those sun-kissed beaches and spend their holidays at home. The project aims at highlighting specific leisure activities on offer rather than precise tourist destinations. Ruth Franková spoke to Czech Tourism's Markéta Chalupková, who is in charge of the project, and asked her what sort of challenges she faces.
Well, not at all, because if you look at the statistics, we see that Czechs are more and more interested in spending their holidays in the Czech Republic. So we are not going against the trend, but we want to support the trend in spending more holidays in the Czech Republic, but not only holidays like 3 or more days, but also one day holiday and shorter trips as well.
So does it mean that they are perhaps less interested in traveling abroad?
Maybe. It has something to do with the economic crisis. As the analyst is predicted just a few years ago, people would spend more money at home because just they will save their money for the better times. So we see the trend in the Czech Republic as well. People travel more around the Czech Republic and less abroad.
As far as I know, this is your biggest ever advertising campaign encouraging Czechs to holiday at home. How much will it cost and where does the money come from?
That's right. It's the biggest campaign we ever did. The whole project on domestic tourism costs about 74 million. But just the campaign will cost about 30 million crowns. And of course it's financed by European Union because we would not be able to finance such a big project.
What's the focus of your campaign?
We would like to focus at special experiences connected with the Czech Republic. We would like to show the variety of the experiences. We are not going to present only some beautiful places in the Czech Republic, but mostly people doing some activities.
Can you be more specific?
We would like to communicate with the whole population who travel around the Czech Republic. It means teenagers, families with children, and also elderly people. And for these focus groups, we offer some special activities. For example, for teenagers, we know that they travel together with a group of their friends. They would like to climb the mountains or do some sports. They are more active than, for example, elderly people who would like to travel around the Czech Republic, taste some wine, spend some time in spas, etc.
Czech Tourism's Markéta Chalupková was talking there to Ruth Frank.